Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about periodic table recall and other chemical facts. Obviously, I'm doing cardiac or cognitive rehab where I'm just slowly booting up my brain, doing hours of reading a day, hours of studying a day, and I'm slowly improving. Well, not improving. It's hard to say. You put in so much effort, you get to a certain level. What does it actually mean? I suppose you're better than going backwards, sort of just staring blankly in space. Okay, let's start off the periodic table. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, chrome, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, zinc, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, neodymium, praseodymium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, goldium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, terbium, lutetium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, actinium, astinine, radon, francium, radon, actinium, that's where it is, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptune, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, einsteinium, fermium, the first 100 elements. There you go. I really can't remember the names of the amino acids. I just want to think what else, in terms of the structure of cells. You've got, in terms of the basic structures, you've got amines and fundamental building block chemicals. You've got inorganics. You've got fats or lipid layers, which have basically fat molecules. You've got DNA, RNA. The types of RNA are gRNA for use in enzymes like Cas9, mRNA to actually take some code out, tRNA to bring in your amino acids in, ribosomes, which are little RNA machines, to bring it, then you've got complete molecular bacteria structures like mitochondria, other things. I think that's got membranes. Oh, you've got ions and other things. You've got special proteins. Particularly of interest is the iron exchange mechanisms. I don't know why they talk about iron transport. It's generally iron exchange and the creation of polar proteins, which flip to create, to polarize your nerve cells. Was it the various pulses there? In the brain, there's five, well, I think there's now more than five types of cells. There's the astrocytes, which are the star-shaped supports and form the blood-brain barrier. You've got the myelinating bacteria, I've forgotten what they've got a complicated name. You've got soldier cleanup bacteria, which are almost the equivalent, not bacteria, cells. You've got the neurons. And then you've got the cilia cells, which pump things around. There's also tubes, drainage tubes inside the brain, which go there. I was trying to think of some of the other aspects. So they're the overall structures of the five types of brain cells. So this is just a general recollection. So I'll go back in and secure the understanding of the particles there. I'm just trying to quickly remember all the different MRA or MRI strategies and explain that off the top of my head, but I still don't have that there. So what I'm trying to do is sort of combine memory. The memory tasks, what it does is it brings back fault checking, speeds up fault checking. So over the time of learning the periodic table, I've had different strategies that I've had to employ to learn it, and then different things which allow to go through it as it comes in dedicated or automated memory to come through. I'll push on this. It's confusing for me because as I learn it, I realize that what is actually taught is incorrect and fundamentally incorrect. And I find that quite confusing, that you essentially have to understand not only this topic, but the reason people teach at a particular level and what they're trying to achieve with it all. So that's, I suppose, mental remembering. And I still don't have the full cognitive powers, because I get, after several hours training a day, I get quite tired. Or if I get stressed, I get tired of any sort of bullshit around. I get tired very quickly. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll be going on the next podcast on this, where I'll try and deal with induction and deduction. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.